Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 Daily Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Hahn is here. Rick is the author of a new book called Executive Malice, A Tale of Conspiracy and Deceit, and it's all about some of the things that's going on in the workplace, in the marketplace these days, folks. The breakdown of ethical behavior. Rick, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your book. I'm so proud of you for that.
Thanks, Jim.
I know you can find it on Amazon. I want you to wet your own website again, please.
It is thegoodmanageronline.com.
All right.
All one word, thegoodmanageronline.com.
All right. Thank you for that. So, Rick, one of the things that that I think is really important to point out to people to help them understand why they're so anxious, I'm talking about the good people that you and I are trying to reach, because we're going to have to make a difference out here on Main Street. Silicon Valley, Washington, and Wall Street are not going to solve our problems. They're part of the problem. But we've got to realize that we're a generation, everyone alive, not just X, Y's, and Z's, but we're people alive today. We're a generation that is going through a transformation, this digital transformation, where no other generation has ever had to do this. This isn't like going from plows and horses to tractors, from the farm to the factory. This isn't like that. Digital transformation is transforming everything about our business, and as analog humans, we aren't prepared yet to convert our analog ethics expectations to digital ethics. And I think that you talked about responsibility. I think the breakdown for a lot of folks who are not the good people is to hide behind the technology. Well, the algorithms did it. We can't let that stand, can we?
No. As analog humans, we need to take responsibility and be accountable for our actions. And I think that's one of the problems. I think anonymity, which is learned, and I know I sound like an old guy here, but really, you know, I have three kids, and my son especially grew up as a gamer, and that's very anonymous. And although I believe he practices ethical behavior online because that's how we grew up. I mean, that's how I raised him.
Right.
Be ethical. Stand up and be accountable for yourself and be a good person. He had stories about gamers just behaving horribly online because
right.
It's so anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell who this person is, and they have this horrible breach in behavior, and it's really destructive. And if that becomes their model, that affects the way they act when they grow up and enter the business world.
I was trying to explain ethics in an ethical behavior in a speech one time to a bunch of professors, and I talked about the fact that if somebody walked up and said, I want you to give me Rick Hahn's contact information, I might say, well, I don't know who you are. He doesn't know who you are. Let me know. Give me your information. And I'll see if he wants me to give it to you. And I said, but yet you wouldn't. You might think nothing of allowing an app to take away that content by downloading an app that could get that. And so you need to realize that there's a difference in that analog ethics and the digital ethics. And I actually had a 30-something-year-old professor, a doctor, a PhD, say that he didn't think he owed me any ethical response to the contact information that he had on me. He actually said,
wow.
I don't I don't owe you any guarantee that I won't give you your information. So he completely didn't get it. We have to help. We have to train people who know better. Have to train people about this, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. This story takes place in 1994, so it's definitely about analog humans.
Yeah.
It was just the beginning of the computer age for corporations. So there's a tiny bit of digital leverage done by the bad executive to leverage his position and commit fraud. But basically, it's about analog humans saying, you know, there is a right way to run a business. And when Terry Harlan finds out just the horrible things that this executive has done, she fights back.
And that message has not changed, no matter how much digital we have. The book is called Executive Malice. Rick R.L. Hahn is the name on the book. Rick Hahn is our guest. Hey, Rick, come back soon. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.